I am Michael, and I come with great joy and with great excitement. I wish you could feel the excitement of my angels, because they have been set free this day to do the work for which they came to earth. Oh, my beloved, what a joy it is to see my angels spread over this planet and do battle with the forces of totalitarianism that are found in so many nations and in so many disguises. My angels are ready, and they are up to the task. All they need is your authority to act on your behalf. I am grateful that so many people in Russia have used this rosary of mine, because truly never before has there been such a dedication to Michael the Archangel in Russia. And this has given me many opportunities to do the work of the Lord over these past 33 days. Yet I must say that not enough people decided to use this rosary to accomplish all the work I had hoped to accomplish in this cycle. Therefore, I give full credit to those who have used my rosary. But I must say that had it not been for those who have come together for these 3 days here in this chapel, our work would not have been finished. Yet, through the work of this rosary given today, we have been able to complete the work that was meant to be done. And all of the darkness that could be taken in this cycle had now been poured into the pillar of fire anchored in the center of this room. I want you to visualize this pillar of fire, and I want you to keep that visualization with you for the rest of this year, because truly this pillar of fire will be here, as Jesus said. It will be anchored in the physical octave, not in this particular location, but wherever our anointed messengers go. And so, you can visualize that pillar of fire. Yet, be aware that it is not a physical fire, and thus it is not visible to the physical eyes. You have all seen pictures in the Bibles of how the Israelites were led by a visible pillar of fire. But even then, the fire was only visible to those who had raised their consciousness and had a pure inner sight. And you must understand the equation why this is so. In order to consume the darkness that is of a lower vibration, the fire must be of a higher vibration. So if the fire was actually visible to the human eye, then it could not have a high enough vibration to do its work of consuming the darkness. Do you see the equation? It is so simple when you understand that everything is energy and everything is vibration. And this truly is one of the great accomplishments of science, that they have brought about this understanding. And truly, there is no contradiction between this scientific discovery and what spiritual people, true spiritual people, have been saying for thousands of years, only using different words. I move swiftly, and I simply come to congratulate you and to thank all of you who have given these two rosaries over these past 33 days, because I too am grateful. And thus I leave as swiftly as I came, because I have work to do, and I am looking forward to doing that work. Therefore I bid you farewell. My beloved hearts, I wish I could express to you the joy it is to step into the force field of Archangel Michael and feel his vibration, his determination, and his dedication to the will of God. I am Mary, your mother. And I come because I, too, want to thank all of those who have given these rosaries. Even if you gave a rosary only one time or gave a partial rosary, you should allow yourself to feel that you have been part of an accomplishment that has not been seen for 10,000 years on this planet. Truly, these rosaries that I have released are as powerful as the invocations that were used by the priests and priestesses of Atlantis and the priestesses of Lemuria. And thus, we have been able to bring forth tools that are not identical to the tools used back then, but that have the same power to release the living word that will consume all darkness and all lies. And so I come today to ask you to consider what it means to be healed. What is true healing? You see, what has been explained to you over these past 2 days is the difference between the outer will, the human will, the will of the ego, and the will of God. And how can you possibly understand healing unless you have attunement with the will of God? How can you know what should be done to bring about healing? What type of healing should occur, or if healing should occur, if you are not attuned to the will of God? I can tell you that for many thousands of years, the karma and the darkness on earth has been so heavy that many individual people have volunteered to take upon themselves a part of the weight of that karma. And for many of them, it has manifested in the form of mental or physical illness. And they have carried this in their bodies and in their minds, often for an entire lifetime. And it is truly the story of those who are willing to sacrifice so that others may have an opportunity not to be so burdened by their karma and by the darkness that they could not possibly make any spiritual progress in that embodiment. And so even though Jesus has carried a large portion of the sins of the world for these 2,000 years, there have still been many individuals who have taken on themselves a part of the darkness to give other people an opportunity of a lifetime where they were not so burdened in body and mind that they could not discover the spiritual side of life. And so you must consider that for many people, an illness, mental or physical, can be a labor of love. And so, there is a possibility that the soul, at deeper levels, does not want to be healed of that illness, or does not want to be healed just yet. And unless you are attuned to this in your own mind, how can you truly know? And thus there is the possibility that you can seek to attain healing through unlawful means. This can be spiritually unlawful means whereby someone else takes upon themselves the karma that you had volunteered to bear. Or it can be unlawful material means whereby you use some form of modern medicine as a shortcut to either take away the pain or take away an illness that was meant to be born. And yet, there are other scenarios that come into play. For some people, an illness is not caused by them carrying the karma of other people. It is caused by their own karma. So again, if they seek to pass it on to others, or if they seek to simply numb themselves to the pain, then that can be a form of dodging their responsibility. Another common scenario that you see is that an illness is actually created by the lower mind, by the ego. And it is created to give the soul an excuse for not taking command over its own destiny, for not taking responsibility for itself. And thus the soul's reasons that because I have this or that illness, I cannot rise and become the Christ. I cannot fulfill my divine plan. I cannot challenge the darkness and take a stand for light. And so there are some instances where the person wants to be healed, but from a deeper level, the healing should not occur. There are some instances where the soul does not want to be healed, but the healing should occur because otherwise the soul cannot grow. So the key to knowing is to tune in to the will of God. And now we have attempted to explain to you from different perspectives that the most important concept that you can know about the will of God is that the will of God is not outside of yourself. It's not separate from your own will, the higher will of your soul and I Am Presence. And thus, you need to tune in to your own higher will and see what is God's will concerning any particular illness you have. And if you feel in your heart that the healing should occur, then you can use appropriate means. But you also need to consider that any physical illness, any mental illness, is the expression of a particular state of consciousness. And in some cases, that state of consciousness is created by your own ego, and it is your responsibility to take care of it, because truly it is something you have created from inside your own being. However, for many of you who are open to the spiritual path, there is a different scenario that is very likely. When you step back and look at planet Earth from a higher perspective, you see that there are many different forms and states of consciousness on this planet that are expressions of the human consciousness, aspects of the human consciousness. And each of those states of consciousness are the outpicturing in form of a particular lie that springs from the mind of Antichrist, the anti-mind. And so you see that for each of these lies, there is a certain group of souls who have bought into that lie. They have believed that lie and absorbed it into their sense of identity. So they believe that because of this or that condition or expression, they cannot rise beyond a certain level. They cannot become the Christ in embodiment. They cannot be who they are in God here on earth. And so these souls, once they accept this lie at the level of their identity bodies, their etheric bodies, there is no way that the soul can free itself by its own internal power. The soul is trapped The soul is trapped in the consciousness that Jesus called death. And so, how is that soul to be saved? Well, it can be saved only when God is willing to send one of his sons and daughters into the world, so that through that, the world might be saved. And how is the world saved? Well, it is saved when a true soul of light descends to this earth and takes upon itself that particular state of consciousness. And then, by internalizing and expanding its connection to its spiritual self while it is in a body and overshadowed by the outer mind, the soul carves a trail through the jungle of ego illusions, and it demonstrates that it is possible to take on a certain infirmity, a certain limitation, and rise above it through the mind of Christ and the mind of God. And when another soul who is still trapped sees that a person from the same background, a person who had the same problems, can rise above those limitations, then that soul will often be awakened and say, if he can do it, maybe I can do it. And this is the principle of the Great White Brotherhood. What one has done, all can do, which really says that the only way to truly teach is to teach by example. And that is why Jesus Christ took embodiment. That is why I took embodiment as his mother in this lifetime. That is why many other beings of light, spiritual beings, have taken physical embodiment on earth. They have done this to show that no matter what human condition or limitation a soul might be facing, it is possible to rise above it through the power of God within you. And that is again why Jesus' statement is so all important. The kingdom of God is within you. And that is why it is indeed such a tragedy and such a blasphemy that the very movement that Jesus started has perverted his true teachings and created this idol that only Jesus could attain Christhood. And even created the lie that he could do so because he was God from the very beginning and was not created as other people who are mere sinners. This is truly a burden to the heart of a mother who has no other desire than to see her children bask in the bright sunlight. And yet, what do so many of my children do? They have been programmed to believe that it is dangerous to go out in the sun. So they sit in their churches and hide under their Bibles, holding them up to shield themselves from the rays of the sun that are truly shining upon the just and the unjust and are available to all. It is with such gratitude that I heard the word spoken last night by the Creator himself, that this would no longer be allowed. Because this lie about Jesus being the only Son of God, or being God from the beginning, is the greatest attack on my son and his mission ever to occur on this planet. And you see, my beloved, there is a subtle distinction here. Truly, Jesus is God and was always God. Yet, so are you. You too came out of God's being, because without him was not anything made that was made. But I must tell you that everything in this world of form, and especially in this material universe, anything that has ever appeared here was created and did have a beginning. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And without him was not anything made that was made. Well, a thing is that which has a form. And an individual being, an individual spirit spark, has form, or it would have no individuality. It would be part of the all of God. So you see, in the beginning, before anything was made, before any form was defined through the Word, in the beginning, there was nothing outside of, distinct from God. There was only God, so there was no form. And thus, to say that Jesus was never created is a complete misunderstanding of the fundamental reality of God. And to elevate that lie to a doctrine and preach it from the churches Sunday after Sunday, century after century, is a travesty. And I, for one, am happy that that consciousness will no longer be allowed on earth. And even though I have appeared in many disguises, in many places, and in many apparitions to the Catholics around the world, and even though I have great love for the Catholics and would love to see them come up higher in understanding, I must tell you that if the Edict of God means that the Catholic Church must go down, then I welcome that development, because I realize that if the Catholic Church will not transform itself, then it is truly better that it disappear from the face of the earth than that it keeps trapping my sons and daughters in these lies. And thus I come to anchor in the physical octave the omega polarity of the judgment of God, that this consciousness, this idol, this blasphemy is to be no more on earth. And through the remainder of this year, I will anchor that polarity, and every time someone gives one of the rosaries, it will be reinforced through my being. Because I anchor my being in a tube around the pillar of fire of the will of God. And thus there is the complete figure eight flow between the alpha and omega polarity, between matter and spirit, spirit and matter. And this then will be the judgment. For as I said at New Year's, 2005 is the year of willpower. And it is the year where we hope that the people on earth will rise up and decide that they will no longer allow darkness and evil to manifest itself on this planet. And thus they will separate themselves from that consciousness, so that the little I and the greater I can come into alignment and then merge into one. This is the vision that I hold for this year and beyond, and I hope you will remember it and keep it in your minds and once in a while think back. You might see me as the Mother of God, sitting in a lotus posture like a Buddha, a female Buddha. And I am sitting, holding the immaculate vision, the immaculate concept for the awakening of all sons and daughters of God on earth, the awakening of all souls on earth, even the awakening of Mother Earth and the physical planet and all of the nature spirits. The awakening of all life to the reality of God's will, and that God's will is the best for them. And thus I seal you in that flame of the Mother of God, one with the Buddha, holding the balance for Earth and her evolutions. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it is sealed.